Every day this week, I'm going to make one podcast to help us young people understand what's going to happen after the UK voted to leave the European Union. This is what the politicians who supported the Leave campaign have said.
I hope this victory brings down this failed project and leads us to a Europe of sovereign nation states trading together, being friends together, cooperating together, and let's get rid of the flag, the anthem, Brussels, and all that has gone wrong.
Young people in this country can look forward to a more secure and more prosperous future. We can pass our laws and set our taxes. We can control our own borders. Above all, we can find our voice in the world again.
And this is what the politicians who supported the Remain campaign have said.
We have to come together. We have to recognise this result. We have to ensure that we protect the jobs and living standards of people in this country. That surely is the priority now.
Those on the losing side of the argument, myself included, should help to make it work. I've said before that Britain can survive outside the European Union. Now the decision has been made to leave. We need to find the best way, and I will do everything I can in future to help this great country succeed.
The UK probably won't actually leave the European Union for another 2 years, so what will happen between now and then? I've asked Sir Gus O'Donnell, who used to be the head of the civil service, which helps government with policies, to put it in simple terms for us.
The legal way to leave is Article 50, so we need to sort out when we're actually going to trigger that. And that means the Prime Minister writing a letter to the European Council, and then we have to get on and sort out what kind of relationship we want. In Parliament, there needs to be legislation to unravel the 40-odd years we've had of EU directives being written into British law. And that's why, in a sense, we need to prepare ourselves for the long haul.
I nearly forgot to mention two things that you've probably already heard about, but just in case you haven't, we'll have a new Prime Minister soon because David Cameron's resigned, and Scotland might have a second referendum on the country's independence. While I'm making this week's podcast, I'm also hoping to find out what will happen to our bank balances, our educations and our jobs, and the things we enjoy. If you want to know anything else, tweet at The Hits Official using the hashtag AnswerMyQuestion, and I'll try.